Now, it's time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. Time for the High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. We have an interview that I believe Larry recorded a little bit earlier. We will go ahead and play that now.
Travis, let's just start out. I always like to do this with kids when I talk to them. Talk me through, or give me the Reader's Digest version of kind of your progression. You know, where you played, what position you played, and those kind of things. Like, when did you get started? Did you start in middle school, or did you start in Pee Wee League, or when did you start?
Well, as every kid, I started doing flag football, mm-hmm. and the irony is I was a quarterback back then.
Really?
Back then, yeah.
How old were you?
I was like eight.
Really?
Yeah, and then I joined the Pee Wee League and did the Raiders for 1 year. The irony is I played, and about three-fourths of the way of the season, it was like right before playoffs, one of my teammates, Cedric Williams, it's back when we weighed the same weight, he hit me on like a 10-yard tackling drill, gave me a concussion, so that was the end of that. Then I went to a private school my sixth grade year. And I played private football because at private schools, when you're in sixth grade, you can play with the middle school team. So I played there. And then I came back to CSMS and mm-hmm. played both years there. And then my freshman year, when we moved, I moved to Pebble Creek. So I had to go to Consolidated my freshman year. I played left tackle there.
Okay.
Left tackle and defensive end.
Were you an offensive lineman in middle school?
I've always been an offensive lineman. I played left guard in middle school both my years, and then when I went to Consol, they moved me to tackle because I was still on the smaller end of everything.
Right.
I played tackle there and defensive end, and then I came over here for the CAKE program, which is for construction, and I fell in love with the team. Mm-hmm. I played defensive end and guard, or tight end here. I played defensive end and tight end.
Mm-hmm. That was your sophomore year?
That was my sophomore year here. I didn't really enjoy tight end as much. So halfway through the year, I moved to guard. And I've known Coach Walsh through the ages.
Yeah.
He's known my whole family. We've gotten along. I've hung out with him for a while. And so I've grown up with him. So immediately fell in love. I went right back into the guard position. And did great. I played a lot. We were just having a great time, bonded with all the linemen. And so next year, this is the year I skyrocketed. I started getting better, bigger, and this program here got me a whole lot stronger.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It was amazing seeing the results. And so I gained like 40 pounds, 30 pounds, something around there.
Right.
And I was back up to Kyle Slack on varsity.
That's last year as a junior,
last
and
year.
Coach Walsh said you rotated in a lot, so
yeah,
you might not have necessarily been listed as a starter, but you got to play a lot.
I was every 2 series I'd switch with him. He was mm-hmm. it was kind of bring what I loved about it was bringing my confidence up,
mm-hmm.
and it was kind of, I was following the seniors because seniors were they're the role models. They've always been role models. Like there are juniors that step up, like Roger Preciado, Chris Sinet. They step up, and Ty Brock without a doubt steps up too. And so when that happened, my confidence got up, and there's just big improvements.
Right.
And Kyle Slack and all the linemen, person I looked up to was John Collier.
Mm-hmm.
He always brought the wood.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this kid, I remember. Every time I go against him, I was like, oh yeah, I'm about to get hit.
Right. Well, another thing I wanted to ask you about, and it's almost like by asking you the question, I'm kind of perpetuating the whole thing, but because I know your family, I don't know you as well as I know some of your family members, but the Bedial family in College Station has had very successful athletes and also, you know, top-notch students, good kids, those type of things. Now, I'll be first to admit, you're going to have to talk me through it as quickly as you can. So I don't know whose brothers and sisters and whose cousins, but I know that you have a relative who plays or might still be playing college football, and you have a relative who's one of the fastest softball players I ever seen, who just got through with the season at Texas Tech. Jordan, tell me about your relatives that are your sports ties, okay, and whose brothers and whose sisters and whose cousins, and because so I think we got a Brady Bunch thing going.
We've all grown up together, so I see them all as my brothers and sisters, but technically Jordan Bedial would be my sister. Okay. She's the softball player that's at Texas Tech right now.
Right.
It's her senior year this year. Mm-hmm. Then we have Patrick Bedial that played over at Consol back when like Clinton Banks and all of them played. He finished his college football, I think it was a year or two ago. I'm like 99% sure it was a year ago. He's graduated. He's back home right now. He's in the medical field right now.
Okay.
But Patrick, I look up to him. He was my role model. I look at myself and I want to be like him.
Right. Because and that's your cousin.
That's my cousin. Mm-hmm. But I literally hang out with them just as much as I hang out with my sister. Like every day after school on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I go over to the house and we break down that team's film.
Right.
So for about 2 hours a night, we go and we just break down every single step.
I asked Coach Walsh about this. There's some pressure. You're not the first kid to come along who had an older sibling or a cousin or even it could be a parent, it could be anybody, somebody in your family that's been successful.
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with that? Coach Walsh said he didn't think that you're pressured by that. How do you look at that?
I'm not pressured at all. My family, we are the biggest competing family ever. It's not pressure, but I want to beat them, if you know what I mean. Like, I want to be able to say, I've done that too. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to go play at the next level in college football. And, hell, maybe I'll go to Tarleton. But
it's never been a weight that help that you felt it on your shoulders or
never. But during I've thought about going to A&M for the construction, because construction science is the program I want to go into, and I just recently found out that Tarleton has construction science, so looking into them right now.
And that's where Patrick went?
So yeah, Patrick went to Tarleton. Okay. He played defensive end there, was a captain and everything.
Right. Another thing that's interesting me is you just talked about you and Patrick breaking down film. Coach Walsh told me that you're very much a student of the game, that even though this is your first year as a full-time starter, you're a leader among the guys on the offensive line. But he also told me, I love finding out things about guys that I didn't know. He also told me you have a notebook, and he said that you just pepper him and Coach Mentor about with questions about, you know, maybe you'll draw up a formation or a play and say, what do I do on this, if you know, if I see this defense or whatever. But tell me about being a student in the game, and tell me about that notebook, because that seems like a little bit special.
I like to write down, so on Mondays and Tuesdays, that's when we break down all the like techniques and all the different defense, whether they run a 3-4 or if they run a 3-4, 4-3, or like a 5-2. So on each play, I write down each play, write down every front that we'll see, every stunt we're going to see, and then I draw where I'm going, where my path that I'm supposed to be going, because
That's a lot, Travis. Not a lot of guys do that, do they?
I don't know, but
okay, I've interrupted you. You hate what? You started to say.
I hate messing up plays. That's the biggest pet peeve. I hate messing up plays. And no O-lineman likes to mess up plays, because, let's be honest, when you mess up a play, that run to the sideline is going to be the worst run of your life.
Yeah.
Just like
and it's about the only time you get any attention, right?
yeah. Besides, our running backs love us. We have the greatest bond with our running backs. Every time, like today during practice, Chris Monroe came up to he was running up. He was trying to juke a guy, and the guy was like stutter stepping. Waited that split second and just came right through, knocked the guy off his path. Chris just walked in. And we have a relationship, mm-hmm. and we bond together. It's the best part.
Another thing that occurs to me is when you came up and introduced yourself, said hi at the end of practice, I thought, I can see the Betty All in you, but you're tall and relatively slender. Now, Coach Walsh said you'd be between 230 or 240. He said 240. I said, how many rocks does the guy have in his pocket? But talk about playing tackle, and you guys lined up against some big guys. How do you do that? What are you? You're 6'3", and you weigh what?
I weigh about 237, 240.
Okay. Right. So, I mean, that's not little. It's a sports writer's dream. I wish I could be that size. But you're going against bigger guys. How do you deal with that?
It's all about leverage. That's the best thing you can have on a defensive lineman is leverage. And what is it? Pad level. There we go.
Right. Okay.
Pad level. If you're a lower guy, always wins.
Right.
Okay. So if you get down into a guy that weighs 280 down to his hips, you're gonna push him across the line. Whoever lays the wood is gonna win. Okay. Who's ever gonna go into a block scared is gonna lose.
Right. The last thing I wanted to ask you about, well, there was actually two more things. One thing is the leadership. It caught my attention that Coach Walsh talked quite a bit about your leadership. Now, you played, but your sophomore year, you're on the JV, right? Last year, you played, and you rotated in. So it's your first year as a full-time starter. I know y'all have had some turnover in the offensive line. And he really praised your leadership abilities, and that's pretty impressive. It's easy to be a leader if you've been the star player since you were a sophomore, you've been out there all the time. But do you take a special interest in that, a special pride in that, in being a leader?
Well, when they come, to me asking questions and everything, and best thing I can give them, I give them the straight answer, and that's what they look for. Everybody looks for a straight answer. Nobody wants to be, no football player wants to be wiped on the butt, or they're not going to be considered a football player. Mm-hmm. Straight answers is what they're going to be looking for, and work ethic. Everybody needs good work ethic. I push them. All the leaders push each other. Mm-hmm. Okay, they push me.
Right.
It's a back and forth thing. Right. Nobody goes easy on each other, and that's what I love.
The final thing is, I always love when I'm doing a feature story to ask young people about their life away from the field. And I know high school, being a senior and doing football, absorbs a lot of your time. But there's sometimes fascinating things that kids have away from the game. It could be anything, but if I was going to tell my readers, and in this case my listeners, about Travis Bettyall, the person, what tell me about you other than football. You mentioned what program you wanted to go to and to school, so obviously you're a serious student. But what about otherwise? What in the other parts of your life? What are you into?
I love construction. Been around it my whole life. I'm like a contractor assistant, so I go work on houses. I go work on landscaping and all these things.
Wow.
So I love doing that. I work for a man named Danny Morchat, which ironically was my CrossFit trainer.
Right.
Other than that, I'm a huge family guy. I love spending time with my family. I spend like half my day with Patrick Bettyall, other half my day with my family. Other than that, like maybe on Sunday, I go hang out with my best friends. We have a whole like crew of best friends that we go hang out with, go play basketball, go chill at the man cave and everything. So that's my whole life in a bundle right there.
All right, that is a fun visit with Travis Bettyall of the College Station Cougars. They'll be playing Friday night against Rutter as they continue to make march towards another trip to the playoffs. We appreciate the time and wish you the best of the luck.
Thank you.
Number One Excavating Contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozier, proudly supporting the youth of our community. We'll go to break, come back, and wrap up with the news. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle here on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.